Welcome to this imagination exercise of getting to know your own inner senses. And this exercise is a bit like a diagnostic tool where you can test out for yourself to feel inwards, to see what kind of sense is strongest for you. For example, if you try to listen in or feel in to yourself, do you feel things or hear it, or do you have a strong visual sense or even smelling, or yeah, these senses. So that's the purpose of this exercise, is basically to feel into and experiment with actually connecting inwards, or trying to connect with that inner world, in between space. Some call it the ether, or yeah, maybe the astral plane, or maybe that is something different. I haven't personally divided this up or exactly analyzed it in that way. For me, what made most sense was to just call that the inner world, or the imaginary, or in between realms, and it kind of blends together for me. That's how I experience it, and then there might be different areas within there and so on. But what's in focus for this exercise is just taking a first step, or getting to know how it works for you. And this exercise is inspired by a similar kind of diagnostic exercise from the book 21 Ways to Read a Tarot Card by Mary Kay Greer. So in that book, she goes way beyond just reading tarot cards and describes very clearly and comprehensively about this accessing information from the imagination or intuition or somewhere else. And that's a very fascinating book also, if you're interested in those things. And yeah, very useful for getting a more deep or nuanced view of how to use tarot cards as well, of course. So that exercise is very inspirational for this, but I try to do it in a bit more simpler terms. In that exercise, she also has some examples of how you can try to sense into, feel into your sense of time. And I felt this would go a bit too far for a first exercise, so I just focused mostly on these senses, like the visual or auditive, or these basic senses, to see what of those, which of those feel strongest for you, and how it functions for you when you try to feel in or look inwards. So for the exercise, I suggest you have some paper and pen maybe close by, because it could be interesting to write down for each different sense. For example, on a scale of 1 to 10, how strongly did you feel that or experience that, with 1 being like not at all and 10 being that you were totally immersed and you could just see it, everything, very vividly, for example. If that's something you want to do, or you can just kind of keep the note in your mind, because maybe this exercise works best if you have your eyes closed, so you can try to have this outer world a bit further away, so you can focus on that inner world or inner sense that is the world of the imagination. And I'm gonna start out with some centering breathing to kind of get to that place where you can actually even try to come to this inner. And I'm gonna turn off the video for the duration of that meditation exercise, or that imagination exercise, because not to not take any focus away from the focus is on you closing your eyes and looking, feeling, sensing inwards. And then feel free to pause at any time if you want more time to feel into one of these list items. So I'm gonna go through a list of 10 items which correspond to some particular sense, and then also ask, like, if you, in addition to that sense that's in focus, do you feel like something else? And that can be interesting to see how it functions for you. So yeah, let's get started. Sit or lie down in a comfortable position and focus on your breath for a few moments. Just notice how you're breathing, how you're feeling, what's going on in your mind, and just allow yourself to feel that way and allow yourself to breathe any way your body chooses to, without judging, and letting the thoughts that come just come and go, or remain if they want to. Maybe it will help to focus on my voice to get connected to this exercise and leave the thoughts behind. And now let's do a simple clearing. With each breath out, imagine any excess energy leaving you. Anything you don't need to hold on anymore. And with each breath in, call back your own energy, whatever you need to feel centered and whole and present in yourself. Call back the energy you have scattered around you and breathe in. And release, when you breathe out, any excess energy from others that you have gathered. Then focus on gravity, feeling how the earth is carrying you and holding you. You are connected to it, rooted and anchored in the earth. You can imagine a root going through your center, your being, directly to the core of the earth. You can share energy with the earth through this root. You can either get an energy boost if you need more energy, or you can release any remaining excess energy and the earth can transmute it and use it. If you feel that you need to release some excess energy or take some energy, accept it from the earth. Feel that root to the earth. It helps you stay grounded in the physical, in the outer realm, so that you can travel further, deeper in, into the inner realm. you're here right now, centered in yourself and rooted in the earth. You are protected. And what comes up in this meditation or these imaginings will be for the highest and deepest good. Nothing may harm in this space. We are shielded. We are creating a protected space where we can look inwards and start to get to know the inner world and your inner senses. So now we will start connecting with your inner senses through a list of different imagination exercises. I will say the number of the list item first, so that you can either write your reaction to it if you want to, or that you can later go back and check which was which. If you write, for example, scale of 1 to 10, how strongly you felt it, just on a paper. Or you can try to just not write anything, be here, feel, observe, and then take that with you. Try to remember it for after. One, imagine the taste of a sour lemon. How does it feel to taste it? How strongly do you taste it? Notice any other senses activating. Can you smell it or feel it? Or see the lemon? Two, imagine the sound of a clear bell ringing. How does it sound? How strongly can you hear it? Notice any other senses activating. Three, imagine seeing a magnificent sunset over a vast ocean. What does it look like? What colors do you see? Notice anything else that you are sensing or imagining. Feeling, seeing, smelling, or hearing. Four, imagine the feeling of stroking the soft fur of a purring little cat. How does it feel? How strongly can you feel it? Notice any other sensations. Can you see the cat, or hear it, or smell it? Five. Imagine walking barefooted through soft moss. How does it feel? What other sensations can you feel? Or what else do you imagine? Six. Imagine a completely new kind of being. It can be an animal or a creature. How does it show itself to you? What sense are you experiencing it through? Can you hear it, feel it, smell it, or see it? How clearly do you experience it? Can you experience colors or materials that you haven't seen before? Or is it made up of a combination of things or beings that you are familiar with? Nothing is more right or wrong. These questions simply serve to help you to notice how your imagination works. 7. Imagine smelling the fragrance of a flower. How strongly can you smell it? What kind of flower is it? Are other senses activating? Can you see it or feel it too? 8. Imagine tasting a piece of cake. How does it taste? What kind of cake is it? How strongly can you taste it? What other senses are activating? Can you see the cake or smell it? Touch it? 9. Imagine hearing the applause of a crowd. Can you hear the separate hands of separate people, or is it more like a wave of sound blending all together? Are other senses activating too? Can you see the crowd? Can you imagine the situation they are in? Why are they applauding? Ten. Imagine seeing yourself from the outside at this moment. How do you experience that? Are you seeing yourself visually or sensing your presence? How strongly do you experience it? What senses are activating? Notice how you appear to yourself in this moment, as you are observing yourself from the outside. And then, gently go back into yourself, into your body, and try to start coming back to the outer world by moving your limbs, maybe stretching them, your fingers and toes. Moving the muscles in your face, making faces. Come back from the inner world and get back into your physical form, but with a newfound awareness of your imaginative capabilities. If you want to, you can shake your body, imagining any of these visions or sensations or imaginations dissolving and shaking off from you. And call back some energy from the root, from the earth. And connect back to that core, that anchor in the earth, the physical realm. When you're ready, return to the outer world and open your eyes. So, now that you've done this diagnostic or this exercise or experiment, you can look back. If you wrote something, you can look at the list and try to notice tendencies of your imagination. Like, what sense was strongest? What did you experience the strongest? What did you experience the least? And was there some sense that always seemed to want to activate and come? When, for example, if you had a list item about smelling, would you also see or feel that object? And then for the item that had a creature or being that you could imagine, that was more of a free kind of creative imagining, meant to leave an open space for whatever sense wanted to kind of activate. So that can be interesting to observe. And for the last item, which was you observing yourself from the outside, that one is more connected to the whole activity of kind of using this inner sense to also do some diagnostic on your own inner state or your aura, as we maybe went more into in the energy episode, that you can have a different way of connecting to yourself than it's important to feel the physical body and how that feels. And then there's another level that you can go, or another dimension of your existence that is seeing or feeling inwards. And that, for me, that has been useful for more maybe energetic, like noticing my states of mind or states of my emotions, that I often see them in visual form, like, oh, I have some kind of a cloud around my head, and that's maybe some negativity or something that has kind of stuck some thought that's maybe harmful for me, and then I can help myself clear it or do something about it when I can observe it. But there's more to say about that. It's just kind of a little starter or taster of those kinds of approaches. Then this exercise can be used as a way to train different senses. So if you are prone to hear things but you have a difficult time maybe feeling it or seeing it, then you can go through these kinds of exercises. So you can even write your own or try to imagine your own without needing to listen or write anything, just trying to feel or imagine inwards. And you can practice these kinds of senses. And we have individual differences, that maybe some sense is stronger than the other. And then some people have a tendency to do it more visually, and some have a tendency to hear, and so on. And then there is a space that we can also practice and learn. And of course, it can be very challenging in the beginning if you are not used to pausing and looking inwards. And then it helps to do these exercises with just getting the excess energy off and trying to center and using the earth, this magnificent earth, this powerful energy, and home, this anchor that we're all anchored to, in a way. It can help in those cases. And then me personally, I haven't really focused on trying to perfect these senses and develop other senses. I more like accept that for me, I mostly see and just somehow feel or hear things. But for me, I have a more challenge with the smell and taste, maybe. That I accept that that's maybe not my focus then, and I'll focus on the senses that I have as strongest. And then after you've done this exercise, it can also be kind of helpful to have this understanding with you if you want to do the second exercise that I have, which is creating an inner space. So your own like inner little home to land in when you want to look inwards or look for guidance from the inner or in between. So then you can use this knowledge that you have now gathered to know that, okay, I will maybe mostly use my visual sense when I'm imagining things, or test out different ways, or how you could add more dimensions to that inner space by maybe using different senses. So I hope that this has been helpful, useful in some way. And I also want to provide an audio file. So if you want to kind of just listen to that part of this episode that has to do with the diagnostic to practice, then you can find a link in the episode notes where you can download an audio to then use for testing or connecting